Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by. Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on GoToDobbs.com today.
Ferrario, that's Tanner Hendrickson. I'm Brandon Kiley. Blues back in action tonight. They are expected to get Braden Schenn back into the lineup. Craig Berube confirmed that yesterday on the Fast Lane. He did so once again earlier today. So
he didn't give the most important thing for tonight. T-Bone?
Huso's in net.
Oh yeah, Ville Husso also starting tonight for the Blues. Blues versus Red Wings. We've got pregame coverage with Alex Ferrario coming up at 5:30. Puck drop for that one coming up tonight at 6:30. Right now, though, we're going out to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line to talk to Emily Kaplan. She's an ESPN hockey reporter and analyst. You will see her tomorrow. It's Friday night, rather. Afternoon game for Blues versus Chicago. Emily, I'm making my way through this. We appreciate the time, as always. How are you doing today?
All good. It's a crazy sports slate, and the Blues, I feel like, play every other night, so I don't blame you. But, the game will be on ESPN Plus, I think 2:30 Central, on Friday.
Emily, let's start there, because I do really feel like the Blues are playing every other day. And this,
they are. It's crazy.
This scheduling has just been, I mean, it's been ferocious on some of these teams. And we were talking about this on postgame the other night on our broadcast. Like, the Colorado Avalanche are in the midst of having, like, multiple three or more days off. I think they have three separate occasions in the month of November where they have that off. But December and January, I mean, they go through a gauntlet. Is this the repercussions of the Olympics? And how do you feel like some of these players and teams are handling this schedule?
You know, it's funny. Covering the NHL, I've learned every single team thinks they have the worst schedule and they are screwed by the schedule makers. Like, I've never found a team that's like, I love our schedule. It's perfect. It's definitely an effect of the Olympics, because we do get that 2-week break, which we're not used to, and we got to make sure that we can finish the season on time. But it's tough. And I know, especially now, as COVID cases are starting to creep back into the league, everyone's getting a little bit more cautious, and we're all crossing our fingers that Olympic break actually happens and that we don't need it to make up games. And right now we're trending that way. And I think guys are just kind of bowing their heads and doing their jobs, because that's the hockey player way.
I did want to ask you one other follow-up on the scheduling, because last year we saw the series style scheduling, and it seems like some of the players really liked that. This year they went away from it. They decided against it. Do you think we're going to see something like that again in the future, or do you think this is going to be kind of the standard once again for the NHL?
You know, it's not even that players liked it. They loved it. It was easier on travel. You come into a city, you can park for 2 or 3 days, see the same opponent. I think it's really good for fans. You kind of build up that tension between games, the storyline carry over from night to night. But the NHL, when they were doing the schedule this year, they just didn't think that they could make it work with some of the building availabilities, and it wasn't as much of a priority for them. I think if the players speak up loudly about it, we could see it in the future. The thing I've also learned about NHL players is typically they don't really get super organized on these issues, or they don't get super loud, and the NHLPA is not yelling in the NHL's ear about it. So I would suspect it's a status quo unless we get some kind of massive protest for reform.
So, Emily, let's hone in on this Central Division, because, of course, you're going to be on that broadcast Friday between the Blues and Chicago Blackhawks. A slower start to the season with Chicago, and when they fired their coach and the new one took over, they started to get on a little bit of a hot streak. What have you made of this Central Division? Because I think a lot of people viewed it as Arizona's probably going to be the worst team, and then everyone else is going to be significant. And at the start, it didn't look that way, but now it does.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Arizona, they've played a little bit better of late. They're definitely the bottom dwellers. I don't think anyone is expecting them to make the playoffs. But it's a real tough division. I mean, you look at it right now, and the Avalanche, the team that everyone figured would run away with it, are in fifth place. And they've had a slower start. They haven't had a healthy lineup. Nathan MacKinnon is out now. But it's tough, and I think the Blues are one of the surprise teams. People maybe saw the way they ended last season, or like, oh, I'm having a hard time getting excited about that. When I say people, I'm talking about myself. But they're definitely surprised. The Jets are a team that are really, really tough to beat, and the Predators have hung around a little better than expected. So I think this one's going to be a dogfight until the end. I don't think anyone expects the Avalanche to finish where they are. So we will see how it all shakes out, but it's definitely going to be one of those tight ones.
Emily, as you've been preparing for this game between the Blues and the Blackhawks, what's been most interesting to you about the Blues?
Jordan Kyrou is one of those guys that stands out to me. You know, he's definitely taken a step forward, the fact that he leads them in points this year. And if you look at the stats, I want to get this right, but he's like top 20 in the league in ice, in goals and points, and he's 175th in ice time. And that just shows how deep and talented the Blues are, that they've got so many forwards. But the fact that this guy, with, you know, the amount of ice time he's getting, is producing what he is awesome. And I think, just keeping on that theme, the reason I probably wasn't as excited about the Blues heading into the season, I'm like, the veteran team, we know who they are. They don't play the most exciting brand of hockey, but it feels like they've had this infusion of youth, and there's a lot of new faces in there and stepping up in a big way. So that's what gets me excited about them.
The one player that has been most intriguing has been Brandon Saad, Emily. And this is, you know, this is a good topic here, because you got Blues and Blackhawks, the former Blackhawk. I mean, he's got 4 goals in his last 3 games. He's changed the power play, but are you surprised at how much of an impact he's had in the early portion of the season, on top of him having to be out due to COVID?
Yeah, yes and no. And like you said, out due to COVID, and it's always impressive when guys are able to bounce back, because it's tough, even if you're not showing symptoms, just being away from the rink, not getting your legs under you and getting those repetitions. It sometimes takes you a little bit to find it again. But he's just a competitor. I live in Chicago. I watched him closely the years that he was here. Watched him in Colorado, and anytime he's on the ice, you know you're going to get a strong work ethic. He's always a grinder. He's chipping pucks in. I like to see guys at this stage of their career still keep up that level, and I'm happy for him. So maybe it's a bit of a surprise that he's been on this hot streak, but also not if you look at his body of work in his career.
Emily, how do you view Jordan Binnington?
Great question. Someone with just innate talent, you know, that I think inherently is one of the top goaltenders in the league. But when I think about him, I think of a streaky goaltender. You know, we obviously had the run that led him to the Stanley Cup, and he was fantastic. And then there was some downtime after that where he struggled a bit. So someone who probably just needs to find a little bit more consistency in his game, but the talent, the skill, and I think the work ethic is all there.
How much of that impression of Jordan Binnington is on the defense as well, Emily? Because I would assume that was a lot of people's national view on this Blues team, saying that the offense is going to be there, the defense you're still questioning.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's funny because when I think of them again in that Stanley Cup run, the defense was a strength. They had such a deep blue line and so many great pairings. And it seems right now they're still trying to find their way. And it's tough for a goalie. I mean, you mentioned Chicago. Marc-Andre Fleury had a really terrible start to their season. Well, he had a poor blue line in front of him. And when you're letting up that many quality chances, goaltenders aren't going to look good. So he probably could get a little bit more help from his defense at the same time. Great, great goaltenders are good no matter the situation and no matter who's playing in front of them.
Emily, I have a couple more questions before we wrap up with you. One is on Scott Perunovich. How much did you know about this young defenseman before the Blues brought him up, and how much have you seen or heard about him since he's been in the NHL?
Yeah, you know, I knew that he was one of their top prospects, and that's about it. I knew that this was a guy that everyone's excited about, that, you know, if he comes in, can play a big role, but I didn't expect it to be this early. And the fact that he's here now as a 23-year-old and just looks like he can fit the part is really impressive to me. It's not an easy position to play as a young defenseman coming from college, and he seems to be handling it pretty well.
So, Emily, I want to wrap up with this. We started talking about the Olympic break, and just, I know we're still a couple months away, but your general view of the Olympians that could be on the St. Louis Blues team, do you feel like we're looking at something that they could have a lot of representatives this year?
Yeah, well, they're one of the most Canadian teams, and I know they've got one good Canadian GM in Doug Armstrong, so I would expect some of those guys to make it. You know, Colton Parayko is someone who stands out to me. He's you know, as you know, Doug Armstrong loves him. I wouldn't be surprised to see him on the Olympic team. I'm curious about the veteran forwards, though, and, you know, kind of what direction they go, if they want to go younger. Honestly, when you look at Canada, it's just going to be such a deep team. It's going to be hard to make that roster. So I think you're going to have a few. You're obviously going to have Vladimir Tarasenko play for the Russian team. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. And Jordan Bennington will, you know, compete for a spot in the goal. So you could have a couple, and then you could have a decent amount of guys that are taking a nice Caribbean vacation and getting away. And if you're a Blues fan, you probably want to root for a guy in the Olympics, but you also probably want to root for health and rejuvenation after the Olympic break.
She's Emily Kaplan. You'll see her on Friday afternoon, Blues versus Chicago Blackhawks. That game will be at 2:30 on ESPN+. Emily, we always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for hopping on with us today, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, guys. And yeah, Blues fans, get used to me because I'm on your game Tuesday too against the Lightning. So be between the benches for both.
Searching for the perfect gift idea for that hard-to-buy person on your list? The Allbirds Wool Runner is a natural fit. The Wool Runner is super cozy, super comfy, and super giftable. It's made with ZQ-certified merino wool, a naturally cozy material that offers next-level comfort and a lower environmental impact. The cushioned midsole and versatile design offer all-day comfort in a classic style you can wear every day, even in a winter wonderland. And its fully machine-washable construction makes it easy to keep your shoes looking like new. Allbirds shows off the Wool Runner's carbon footprint right on the shoe so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset that carbon footprint to zero, making the Wool Runner completely carbon neutral, so you can stay cozy and tread lighter on the planet. This holiday season, give tidings for comfort and coziness with the Allbirds Wool Runner. Discover your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.